verse 8, and above all things, have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins. Now, he's talking about our relations as believers today. And you'll find out that that is something the writer of the Proverbs had to say. In Proverbs 10:12, he makes this statement, hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. You see, hatred in a church will stir up strife, and this little clique will be against that little clique, and these will be against somebody else, and that type of thing. But love covereth up all of that. Maybe you don't like the way your pastor combs his hair. And a pastor friend of mine in Texas said that he had just a lock of hair right on top that always would stand up, and it didn't make any difference how he did it. And he says that actually the choir threatened to quit because they were back of him, and they could see that hair sometime during the sermon come up. And they actually became angry with him because of a lock of hair that stood up like that. And he said, you know, every time I went to barber, I had him just cut that off because I didn't want to offend the choir, you know. Imagine that type of thing. And that's what Peter's talking about here. Then he says, use hospitality one to another without grudging. And I think hospitality today can be expressed in a different way than actually entertaining in your home. The average minister that's going around in conferences today needs to be alone. If his wife is with him, they need to have a room in a motel where he can study and pray, and not in a home where he has to carry on a conversation all the time. And may I say, if you want to extend hospitality to your visiting speaker, take care of his motel bill. Maybe invite him out for dinner, but don't talk his arm off. Verse 10, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good servants of the manifold grace of God. Now, I've been over this before in other books, and I'm not going to develop it here at all. But just to say this, and I'm saying just what Simon Peter is saying, every man hath received the gift. Now, the gift means a particular gift. There are many gifts. And Paul has already told us, in the body there are many members. And the church is a body, and there are many gifts. Now, I don't know who you are, and I don't know what your gift is, but if you're a child of God, you have some gift. And that gift may be to encourage the Through the Bible radio. And I wish that we had more that had that kind of a gift, by the way. Now he goes on. If any man speak, notice, let him speak as the oracles of God. Now, if you're not speaking the word of God, we have no business to get in the pulpit. We have no business to say we're teaching the Bible when we're not really teaching it. Now, he says, if any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. In other words, here's one man, he teaches the Bible one way and another another. And you say, I like this one, I don't like the other. Well, this other man will appeal to somebody that your man doesn't appeal to, by the way. Let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. In other words, we are to teach the word of God that God may get glory through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. But now he's not through. He's going to continue on. Now he's going to talk about suffering in another area. These people were already now moving into the orbit of the hurricane of persecution that broke out during the reign of Nero. Nero had already begun the persecution of the Christians in Rome, and it was spreading out through the empire, and he's warning them now that they are moving into that orbit of suffering, and they'll become martyrs. Many of these did, and he's talking to them. You and I may not have to become martyrs, and I trust we won't, but we're going to suffer.